for TheraWorksRelief.com. To experience relief from muscle cramps and soreness, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is proven to prevent and relieve foot and leg cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today in the pain relief aisle at Walmart, CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens pharmacies, or TheraWorksRelief.com. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter posts your job to over 100 job boards with just one click, and then their smart matching technology finds the right candidates. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/CBS News.
I used to post to job boards that sent me tons of resumes.
Just to find a few people who were right for my job.
That old process was not smart.
Then I went to ZipRecruiter.
Its technology scans resumes for me to find the right people.
And actively invites them to apply. So I get qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try it now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites.
The views expressed on the Buckmaster radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend Bob Dio, Bob engineering and producing the Buckmaster Show. It's been 2 weeks now, Bob, since the launch of the new format here, which is basically 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. in the evening. It's all local talk. We are the local talk station here in Tucson now. 2 weeks with our new owners, Bustos Media. And all sorts of exciting things going on at the station. Next door, we've got the construction going on for our new studios. So it's exciting times at the all-new KVOI. Well, together, Bob and I and my guest, Rachel Sedgwick, welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. It is Thursday, November the 15th, 2018. Rachel, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Do you believe, Rachel, that Thanksgiving is a week from today?
It's hard to believe. Time flies.
I know, but you are really dressed for the elements today. You've got on, your down vest. You've probably been freezing in the morning. Is that safe to say?
That's absolutely right. Even though I spent some time on the East Coast, I came back here, and I'll tell you, my blood is just thinned right out.
Folks, you are listening to AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's voice for trusted local news and talk. We have our worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com. And, of course, the station has the 24-hour broadcast stream as well, kvoi.com. All of our podcasts, the complete show archive of everything we've done on the Buckmaster Show is available 24/7 at buckmastershow.com. Our live line number 790-2040. If you have any questions about TUSD, we're going to be taking a deep dive into TUSD with a couple of board members. First, Rachel today, and then tomorrow, our Friday Focus interview will be the newly reelected TUSD board member, Adelita Grijalva, who will be now has been elected to a fifth four-year term. And of course, Rachel, there's a new board member. Do you know Leela Counts?
I don't know Miss Counts, but I look forward to getting to know her, and I'll meet with her soon and see what kinds of things we have in common.
She's was the top vote getter. Were you a bit surprised by that?
I was, yes, but she must have run a very, a great campaign. I'm sure she worked hard, met with a lot of people. I think the FaceTime really, really counts, and I'm sure she was out there, you know, shaking hands and talking to people.
Well, and I think it also indicates that there is a segment of our community that wants new leadership.
Absolutely.
I mean, you have the Adelita Grijalva supporters who wanted to stay with Ms. Grijalva, and then you had people who said, no, I want to go with somebody new. What do you think the big issue is going to be when the board is newly reconstituted in January?
Well, the first vote that we'll take, and it will be interesting, is to see who the board officers will be, the board president, the board clerk, And that will be sort of unfortunate, but sort of fortunate, I suppose. The first real test for Miss Counts is to see who she'll vote for.
And then, because that's going to be the president of the board. And it's going to be interesting to see the dynamic and whether Miss Counts will kind of align herself with the Adelita Grijalva and Crystal Foster portion of the board, or is she going to align herself with yourself and Dr. Mark Stegman? This is kind of like the swing vote there, isn't it?
That's it. And it's unfortunate that we are sort of two sides that way, but it will be, it'll put her to the test and we'll get to see where she, where her visions, with whom they align.
You were elected 2 years ago. It's hard to believe, isn't it? It's 2 years ago this November.
Yeah, it is. It flew by. It really does go quickly.
What are some of your thoughts about your first 2 years? What do you think your big lesson has been so far?
Most of all, I think just to focus on the issues, to try to be prepared for board meetings, really read up, but that's it, to mostly focus on the issue and try not to pay too much attention to people's emotions when it sort of comes down to a vote.
2 years from now, do you foresee yourself, your name being on the ballot, or if you had to make a decision right now, would you say the 4 years has been fine?
I'm not positive, but I'm sort of leaning toward the 4 years might be enough. We'll see what kind of response I get from the community and also my career. I'm just newly taking off as an attorney, and so that will have to come first. Unfortunately, I do have to make my way in the world and pay my way. Mm-hmm. And although I do love serving to USD and I love having an impact on our public schools, because I really do think they're so, so important to the entire community, I really do have to consider practical matters.
And this is not a paid position.
That's right. That's right.
You're a young woman, 39-year-old woman with a legal profession ahead of you. The timing might not be right in 2 years.
Right, and we'll see. If I've learned anything in my short time on the planet, it's that I don't know what the future brings. Mm-hmm. But that's basically right.
Does it get to you, this kind of lack of harmony on the board? And there can be a lot of angry posts. I know when you try to post something about an education issue on your Facebook page, people can get so nasty.
Yes. And I think it's sort of the trend, if you will, out there in the world, that we humans are focused on what upsets us and what angers us, instead of trying to find common ground or trying to smooth things over, if you will. But I guess that it is the way it is. And I was told, when it was first announced that I got on the board, that school board politics are typically rough, mm-hmm. where we deal with people's children. So things get very passionate very quickly.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, in my career, and it goes over 50 years, Rachel, that the most heated discussions have always been around local school boards. One of the first jobs that I had in the media was the newsman down in Sierra Vista. That was the early 70s, early on in my career, a long time ago. And like the first thing that the big story down there was, let's recall the school superintendent, or get rid of him and then recall the board. I mean, that was the big heated issue. And wherever I've gone in my career, people seem to feel so passionate about the school boards. And again, I think it has to do with, it's their kids. There's a real connection here, where with some of these other elected officials, people, they look the other way.
Right, and the impact, it seems,
yes,
more indirect. And we're also, I think there's a lot of misinformation. People, some school boards are paid, some school board members are paid. Mm-hmm. I think there's some confusion about the power that board members have what exactly it is that we do, for what reason. They question our motivations. And when you're dealing with people's children, and politics touches it, there's this idea, you know, they don't want brainwashing and they don't want that sort of misuse of power.
Do you get discouraged that the TUSD story, the good part of TUSD, doesn't get out there about good things being done?
Absolutely. It really is a shame because there really is a tremendous amount of good that goes on. And it's unfortunate that when bad things happen, which are inevitable, especially in a district the size of TUSD, where we have 86 schools and 45,000 kids and, you know, thousands of employees. So it's inevitable that bad things will happen, and it is very unfortunate that they always get more airtime, a lot more attention in the community. And I suppose that's the way media is. I don't want to bash on the media, but, you know, they say if it bleeds, it leads. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's the way it goes in TUSD. People are not so interested in the happy hearts and balloons.
When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the big issues, including what to do about the declining enrollment as we continue our discussion with Rachel Sedgwick. But first, Rachel, I want to tell people about my favorite bakery in town. That's Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle. Mona's is located at the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. Do you enjoy good bakery goods?
I absolutely do.
Steve, the owner up at Mona's, does such a great job with all of their breads. My goodness, they have a wide variety of great breads that came out of the oven just a few hours ago. So that would be a very appropriate, if you're in the area and you want lunch, why not go by, have a great sandwich. My favorite is that very delicious hot turkey sandwich on rustic bread. Oh, my goodness, it's so good. Go to my website, buckmastershow.com. There's a link to Mona's Danish Bakery and all of our great sponsors. And in about a half hour, I'll tell you about Mona's and what they're doing for Thanksgiving. This is the time now to order all your breads and all your pies. 12:15 on The Buckmaster Show, and we continue. Rachel Sedgwick, more about TUSD. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
In case you haven't heard, a recent state performance audit says the Regional Transportation Authority is meeting performance and budget expectations on voter-approved RTA plan delivery. Now in its 12th year of plan implementation, the RTA is committed to delivering the remaining projects with the community's support to improve our regional transportation system. Working together for a better future, visit rtamobility.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. I'm passionate about travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. And when I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With 9 airlines flying nonstop to 22 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient with competitive airfares, and there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com.
Hi, it's Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
Hey, it's Matt Russell from the Buckmaster Show.
And this is Ryan Hansen from Bon Voyage Travel.
I am so pumped to be partnering with Bon Voyage on my next culinary and cocktail cruise.
This is definitely a cruise for foodies as you experience the Mediterranean on Celebrity Cruises.
And the private excursions that your team has arranged for us? I mean, come on, an Ouzo distillery tour in Greece? A food and wine day on Malta?
We'll handle everything, so all you and your guests need to do is eat, drink, and be happy.
Go to bvtravel.com/Matt Russell to learn more.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. That bump music, or as we call it in the business, the bumper music between segments, very appropriate beginnings from the group Chicago, and it's appropriate because we are really beginning a whole new format here. I mean, we were talk, but we had a lot of local. I mean, we had local, but we had a lot of national stuff, but right now it's all local talk, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m., and the Buckmaster Show with you, as we have been now for 7 years or so during the noon hour. And I like that very much because it's kind of like a drive time. People are out in their cars going to meetings and things, and they're listening to the program. So it's kind of like a mini drive time. I like kind of the noon hour, so I'm very comfortable here. Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, only a 3-hour drive from Tucson. Rachel Sedgwick, have you been over to that part of the Southwest?
I don't believe I have. I've been to New Mexico with school field trips some time ago.
Well, it's something you might want to consider. It's a really historic area, Silver City, and I don't know, do you like to do any hiking?
Yeah, sure.
The Gila National Wilderness has so many great opportunities, and the world-famous Gila Cliff Dwellings National Monument just north of Silver City. Go to southwestnewmexico.org, a complete listing of great places to stay and the many recreation opportunities in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Rachel Sedgwick, one of the TUSD board members, 5 members on the board with us. The big issue has to be declining enrollment. Wouldn't you agree with that, Rachel?
Yes, for sure. But, you know, there again, we have positive news that sort of gets lost. I believe the average for the past at least 5 years, TUSD has lost about 2,500 students. Mm-hmm. And as of Tuesday, our superintendent let us know that we've lost 1,500 students. Mm-hmm. And so while we still lost, it's a great number.
Sure.
It's 1,000 fewer than last year, which is really positive news.
That is, and that's the first I've heard that news. Mm-hmm. But it does stop the hemorrhaging to a certain extent. So that's better than 2,500 students. So that means 1,000 students have decided to stay in the TUSD district, and that's good news.
Absolutely, and that's actually the superintendents put together an enrollment task force, and that was not put into place until recently. So it's really even more impressive considering that, we didn't try to stop the hemorrhage, as you say, until fairly late in the game. Sometime after the superintendent, Dr. Trujillo, had been put in place. So I have great hope for next year and the year after.
Well, you know, I've been in town now over 30 years, and I recall when I came to town in 1988, TUSD had a huge enrollment. It was one of the largest school districts, urban school districts in the United States. So a lot of different things have happened over the years, and one of them would certainly be the movement toward charter schools.
Yeah, I agree. Charter schools. To be honest, I think politics have not played a positive role in TUSD, particularly with the board. It's my hope that it will become depoliticized with time. You know, we'll see whether or not that happens. There was some discussion on Tuesday night about, you know, finding, getting information, having our lobbyists get information from the legislature about moving to a ward system, which I think would be a terrible move. Just because I, as a school board member, I don't feel that I represent a portion of Tucson. It's really all of the schools, all of the students. It's the entire public school system that I'm interested in. And so hopefully we'll continue moving in the direction, you know, the voters hopefully will continue choosing people who are...
at large, as
right,
they say.
Right, at large and intellectual and, mm-hmm. and just wanting to improve things.
Do you want to be a peacemaker on the board?
Yes, not at the expense of doing the right thing, if you will, as far as I see it, but yes, absolutely.
What about the DSEG order, which has gone on forever, one of the longest, certainly in the United States, desegregation order? There's so much confusion about it. People really don't understand it. I think the people that don't follow TUSD closely, they don't really know what it's about.
I agree. the most recent court order, though, really does set out a nice history. I think you can mm-hmm. Google it and find it, or you can email the board. And it does point out that 40 years ago, TUSD was given 5 years to implement the changes that a court order had put in place. And 20 years later, the district had not gone back to the courts. So the court came to the district and said, hey, what's going on? And at that point, the district started really trying to hash out, you know, what it is that we need to do to come out from under this desegregation order. And we've recently achieved, technically we achieved partial unitary status, although we are still very much under the court supervision. But again, our new superintendent has done a wonderful job working with the plaintiffs' representatives, working with board members to try and keep everyone happy, which is not easy.
Are teachers happy? Speaking of happy, do you think there is a new sense of, because of the pay raise they received, kind of a morale booster for teachers in the district? I know you talk to a lot of teachers. What do you think?
I think that teachers have hope.
But they're still very cautious.
Cautious. And I'll tell you, it really does matter what school you're talking about. It really, the experience that teachers have changes a great deal from site to site. And to be honest, there are some sites that still need a lot of help, but there are others that are doing fabulous jobs. The school leaders are doing very well. Teachers are, you know, leading their schools, and they have autonomy and everything they need. So,
but when you have over 80 schools, there's going to be a lot of variance, isn't there?
That's exactly right.
Roberta has called us at 790-2040. Roberta, go ahead. You're with Rachel Sedgwick.
Hi, thank you. I've always heard that when emotions run high, it interferes with good decision making, and I see a lot of that going on, and I don't know if there's any solution to this, but I think finding people who use their intellect instead of emotions can make better decisions.
I would agree with you, Roberta. Let's hear what Rachel says.
Yeah, I definitely agree as well. And I think it's also the superintendent has helped a lot by helping us. Every 2 weeks we have a special meeting. And in those special meetings, it's just information. We don't take a vote. Hmm. And so then every other 2 weeks, those matters will come back and we'll take a vote. And so that really helps us to spend some time thinking about the issue, to try to get away from the emotional aspect of things.
Is the security system working well at the schools?
Better and better.
You're hearing good things about that?
Yes. We have an amazing security team led by our director, Jeff Coleman, and he's highly experienced. We've been putting in place all kinds of technology and cameras, and there are plans and updated plans. And so that's one area that we really are doing a good job, I think.
Will schools' closings, will that be an issue, do you think, for the board?
No.
You don't see that on the horizon?
I don't see it unless, you know, something really, some very powerful information were to come forward. Mm-hmm. The superintendent, we just voted to go ahead and do a sort of boundary review, particularly of the 30 schools that are not integrated, the segregated schools, and so, well, not segregated, but they're not integrated, and so the superintendent's going to come forward and let us know how he may want to, or the administration will want to change the boundaries, you know, that in the past, the possibility of closing a school was there. But this time we took a vote with the specific direction that closing a school will not be an option. So so I just don't see that as a possibility at all.
You brought up something, and this was the first I had heard of it. You brought this up about possibility that board members would be elected in a ward system. This first I've heard of that.
Yeah, it was brought up. Ms. Grijalva brought it up before. I think that it would make some board members' job of campaigning a little bit easier. I think it's unfortunate.
If they just had to campaign in, like, specific neighborhoods.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Hmm.
And you wouldn't have to go. TUSD is a huge district,
mm-hmm.
and each, you know, the east side is different from the west side and the north
sure.
side and the south side, different from downtown. But, again, I feel that board members should really serve the entire district.
Okay.
And we shouldn't be representing different parts of town.
Well, I'll have to bring that up tomorrow when I interview Adelita Grijalva about the award system. Anyway, Rachel, thank you very much. Rachel Sedgwick, we'll continue to see how TUSD does, and I want to wish you a great Thanksgiving. Have a very good one.
It's absolutely my pleasure, as always. Thank you very much.
Thank
Happy
you.
Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you very much. One of our great sponsors is Green Things, 3384 East River Road. They're located by the Rialto River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. Now you can go to their 13-acre site and get all of your plants and all of your gardening needs, and at the same time, shop at Zocalo Village. Zocalo, for years, was over by Country Club and Broadway, all that great merchandise from Mexico. Well, now they have been, they're part of the Green Things family. There's a whole Zocalo Village. Five shops at Zocalo Village at Green Things. Stop by now, check it out. I think you'll be very impressed. More information about it at greenthingsaz.com. It is within a second or two, exactly 12:30 on the Buckmaster Show. We'll talk travel with my friend Ryan Hansen of Bon Voyage Travel right after the break.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com. Cushman & Wakefield Picor is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield Picor offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at picor.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's picor.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. Bob Dio on the other side of the glass. Bob, I like this new bumper music. A little bit of the Birds there with 8 Miles High. I did select some good bumper music, I have to admit.
You are a very hip dude in my book.
Kind of hearkening back to the 60s. Anyway, time for insider travel talk on the Buckmaster Show with my favorite go-to travel expert, our travel contributor, Ryan Hansen. Ryan is CEO of Bon Voyage Travel, serving travelers for more than 40 years. 75 Bon Voyage travel experts, and some of them have been with the company a long time. Some of my Facebook friends, Ryan, are Bon Voyage travel experts, and a group of them, three of them actually, celebrated an anniversary with the company just this week.
Yes.
So, I mean, you've got some...
Yesterday. That's right. Yeah. 23 years
23
with the company.
23 years with the company.
They enjoy what they do, and that is fun to be in a business that people want to be in for a while. And so we have a lot of new faces, too, because we want to grow and bring more talent into our pool of talented, wonderful people. And they do a great job. And those three in particular that you're friends with, I would stack them up against any advisor out there to get you deals that you may not get elsewhere, expertise that they know that you don't know, and they're going to listen to you. And make sure that the vacation matches. So those are three great people. I'm glad you had a chance to celebrate with us.
Oh, yes. They're the people at Bon Voyage who create trips of a lifetime, to say the least, and some great people really at all three of the Southern Arizona Bon Voyage offices. River and Campbell, Green Valley and Oro Valley, bvtravel.com. First step in making your travel dreams come true. And the internet is so important in the travel business. But so is a friendly face and a friendly voice who's been there, Ryan Hansen.
If anything, you know, validating what you have researched, or in some cases, dispelling the thoughts that you read about on the gazillions of Google results search pages that come up when you Google Hawaii vacation or I want a Spain vacation. There's lots of information out there, some more credible than others. And what we would recommend is come see us, come talk to us, tell us what you've researched. We love the collaborative environment that now is planning travel. It's not a, I don't know what to do, send me on a vacation. These are the things I want to do. Here's the experiences I want. We think we want Spain. Tell us what can work and what you would recommend. And we love that part of it, but it is a collaboration for sure.
And one of those options in, as someone says, why I want Spain, and one of the options that will be presented to the consumer is an escorted land vacation.
And lots of people think, oh my, does that mean I'm going to be stuck on a bus for hours on end with people I don't know?
And they may say no right off the bat.
Yeah.
And one of the things I want to talk about in the next couple of minutes is don't be so quick to turn that down, the escorted land.
And mainly because of our partners have evolved and they've understood that, oh, wow, these passengers, they don't want the hassles. They want the ease. So there's people to take your bags from your room to the bus. That's not a bad thing. There is Wi-Fi throughout on the bus, so and power at your seats. And instead of cramming 54 bottoms into 54 seats, for lack of a better phrase, they reconfigure the motor coaches, the partners that we work with, to reduce the passenger size. So what does that give you? More leg room, more space to look around. There are windows throughout and even domed motor coaches in case cities that you want to look up, but you can't look out the window and up to provide that extra view. So don't automatically, as you mentioned, discount an idea of having all of these things taken care of for for you, especially when you're thinking of going to maybe a little bit outside of your comfort zone destination, maybe a little more exotic if you're headed to Africa or you're headed to China. I've been on an escorted vacation myself. I would consider myself a pretty savvy traveler, somebody who can handle his own business, quote unquote, do it on my own. And I felt in China there was, not that I had any fear, but it was more of just anxiety of the language changes and moving about from place to place. To have that peace of mind, I was able to enjoy the destination at a level that I wouldn't have otherwise. Where did I park? Where are we going? What's the GPS telling me? And what language is it telling me in? There's enough of that when you travel in Tucson, which road to turn on.
And a lot of it goes back to, and I'm thinking that movie, I think it was from like maybe the 70s, If It's Tuesday, It's Belgium or something.
There you go.
So I think that was some of the, you know, these early misconceptions that, you know, you're going to have to get up at 6 a.m., be ready to go to the bus at 6 a.m. There's no flexibility and there's nothing unique and authentic. And unique and authentic is really what are a couple of the very key words in the travel business.
Yeah, that's another key piece to the evolution, as you've mentioned. It's not just, okay, there's Big Ben, there's the Vatican we're going to drive by. It's we do want to get into some special places, and that's where these partners of ours, and that's what they are, their partners, have evolved their game, and they've stepped it up to cooking lessons in Tuscany. It's special chocolate tastings in Switzerland that you wouldn't get otherwise. But the evolution has also been where instead of going from I do it all on my own to I turn everything over and I'm on a bus, we have a great partner called Monograms that meets you in the middle. Mm-hmm. And it is, they're only there if you need them.
Right.
They show up at the train station to make sure you get on the right train. Mm-hmm. They show up at your hotel to make sure that the room is fine and that if you need directions locally, they're there to help you. They'll meet you in the lobby in the morning and say, here's some ideas for your day to take your walking tour. And then they don't walk with you. Because there's some of that. I
didn't know about this organization.
Yes, there's some
give me the name again.
It's called Monograms.
Monograms.
And it's a part of a larger company you've probably heard of, Globus.
Globus
is your traditional escorted vacation.
So this is their operator. Kind of semi-independent wing of Globus.
Because it needed to fit that niche of market of somebody. I've been to Europe. I know how to get around. But have I been to Croatia?
Right.
I might need a little bit more guidance. And I don't want to be stuck in that hotel not knowing where to go or if a problem occurs. And invariably, if I'm moving from place to place myself, there could be issues. I want somebody there just in case. I want a phone number of a local person that lives in the town that can tell me this is the time you need to leave to get to the airport. This is the route you should take. This is the train you should get on. And so Monograms provides what I believe is that perfect mix between I'm totally on my own or I'm totally relinquishing all of the planning and everything to somebody that's not me.
I like that. That's a local contact, and it's interesting because the New York Times has a new travel editor, and they had an interview with him yesterday in the paper. The Times is their travel section on Sundays, the most read of any newspaper travel section, and he was talking about the words unique and authentic, and the travel journalism business has been in the past send somebody in, kind of parachute in, do a piece. They're looking now for more local people who can write about where they live.
That's right, and that's the power of Bon Voyage travel. Is you can't find those local people as easily on your own. You can't vet them to the degree that we would want to vet for this investment that you're making in time and money for these vacations. You plan for it and dream for it, so you want that validation. You want somebody to walk alongside, and that local feel is not just peace of mind, but it's guidance. It gets you the best value for your money, and that I love that aspect. Mm-hmm. I've traveled with Monograms once myself so that I understood it better. Mm-hmm. And again, it's the perfect mix for someone who does feel pretty confident in their abilities, but yet at the same time, I don't want to miss something. Yeah. But I still like the idea of stumbling upon mm-hmm. a place that I discover myself
right.
within a little bit of direction. And that's the beauty of, you know, one of my favorite stories ever was I've been to Venice a couple of times, and we came in on a ship and they dropped us in a little different, we didn't come right into San Marcos. They took us to a little bit of a different piazza, and I told my wife, let's not follow the path. Let's not follow the group. Let's just get lost in Venice.
Right.
And by golly, we did. Almost to the point of, where are we? But we found the best little markets. We found the best little bistro to sit down and have a glass of wine. It was a fabulous day, but I knew all along that I had somebody there in case I needed them.
Well, if you're going to Morocco, I think that would be great advice to have somebody local, because I reflected on my experience in the ancient city, Anne and I, in the ancient city of Fez in Morocco, and the old town in Fez is really a place you will get lost if you don't have a local guide.
That's right, yeah.
I guarantee you'll get lost.
And Morocco's on those lists, too. Yeah. Marrakesh, Fez, those mm-hmm. are places that
you must see
places, and this gives you that confidence in going that you can experience it and not get lost.
Coming up next month, we're going to be talking with Ryan Hansen about what are some of the travel destinations
I'm excited.
That we'll be looking forward to in 2019. It's going to be a great travel year. Already people are talking about plans for next summer.
That's right.
So a couple of quick notes. This is the time, if you're thinking about Alaska, this is the time to start.
This
to talk
absolutely
to someone.
Is. Alaska's hot, and one of the little teasers I'll give you for mm-hmm. our December discussion.
Right.
One of the destinations is Alaska, but I'm going to talk about seeing it in a different way. So if you've seen Alaska, I don't want you to feel like, oh, I've been there, done that.
Right.
We've got some new ways of seeing some of those familiar destinations.
All right. Ryan Hansen, Bon Voyage Travel, bvtravel.com. This is a place that you really do need to make the first stop in talking to one of those great travel experts in their three offices. Make those dreams come true. The travel experts literally will create the trip of a lifetime for you. Ryan, thank you very much. Always a pleasure.
Thanks,
sir.
My friend.
All right. Buckmaster Show on KVOI. Coming up next, the Secretary General of Rotary International and his connection, Rotary's connection to El Tour, which is coming up this Saturday. We'll be right back. The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects to help make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient. Improve regional mobility is important for economic vitality for businesses and families. The RTA continues to finance construction work for 6 new roadway projects scheduled in 2018. For more information on RTA projects, visit rtamobility.com. The RTA is delivering its promise to you. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. Everybody is talking here at KVOI, the all-new KVOI, local talk, 6 a.m. to 7 in the evening, and I'm Bill Buckmaster with you during the noon hour on Monday through Friday. Thanksgiving is a week from today. Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle, they are ready right now. Give Steve, the owner, a call at 579-1959. The website is monasdanishbaker.com. Better yet, if you're anywhere near Swan and Sunrise, northeast corner, that's where Mona's Danish Bakery is, stop in now, say hello to the team up there and say, you like some of the Mona's pastries, the dinner rolls, and of course the pies. They can do whatever pie you would like. They'll take care of it. It's going to be delicious. Again, monasdanishbaker.com for Thanksgiving a week from today. Well, coming up this Saturday at 7, my friend Bob Dio on the other side of the glass is actually the public address announcer. Bob's been doing that for years of El Tour de Tucson. Bob, how many years have you been involved with it?
This will be my 33rd year announcing.
33 years?
I know it seems like I was in kindergarten when I started, but I was a young man when I started.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's bring in someone who is an avid bicyclist and someone who has been really very much involved with El Tour. He's on our live line from Chicago, Rotary International General Secretary John Hucco. John, how are you, sir?
Good, Bill. How have you been?
It's good to talk to you. Thank you very much. We talked a year ago on your preparation for El Tour. How many years have you been participating, John, in the event?
Well, this year will be my seventh year.
So, wow.
It's been a terrific experience, a great event.
And why are you so passionate about El Tour, John?
Well, as you may know, Bill, one of Rotary's our signature global initiative is the eradication of polio. Back in 1985, Rotary, really a nonprofit, not a government agency, not a multilateral institution, we sort of had the audacity to say we're going to eradicate a disease from the face of the earth. And at that time, back in 85, only smallpox was the only disease that had been eradicated at that time. And so Rotary took on this challenge of eradicating the second disease. And we started with 350,000 cases way back then worldwide, 125 countries with polio. As I speak today, we're down to just two countries, Afghanistan and Pakistan, where the wild virus is still circulating, and we're down to just under 30 cases this year. So we've made tremendous progress. And El Tour is important because about 10 years ago, the Rotarians here in the Tucson area started using El Tour as a fundraising vehicle for polio eradication. I think they raised like $5,000 back in 2009. And the thing has just really mushroomed since then. And last year, for example, the Rotarians riding in El Tour raised about $11.5 million
wow.
for the eradication effort. And this year we're hoping to raise around 10. And with this year's ride, we will have raised in the last decade through El Tour more than $50 million for polio eradication.
Oh, my goodness. Those numbers are literally off the chart, John. That's unbelievable. Are we in a position where we can wipe polio off the face of the map?
Well, we're very close. Again, there's just two countries, Afghanistan and Pakistan, where the wild virus is still circulating. We've had less than 30 cases so far this year. So we're really hopeful that in the next two or three years we'll be able to eradicate this disease and really make history. And when we do it, in a way, El Tour has played a very important role by providing Rotarians around the world with a great vehicle to raise money for this effort.
What do you do to prepare for El Tour? I know that you do love the bicycling, and it is somewhat difficult. In my hometown area there, Evanston, Wilmette, Illinois, where I grew up, what are you going to do in the wintertime to keep in condition? And for people that don't know, Rotary is based there in Chicago, in Evanston, correct?
Yes, our world headquarters are in Evanston. We have about 1.2 million Rotarians around the world. About 70% of our Rotarians are outside the U.S. now. And we have a very, very strong Rotary presence here in Arizona, about more than 100 clubs in the state. And then we've got 13 excellent Rotary clubs here in Tucson. So if any of your listeners are interested in linking up with Rotary, sort of do good in your community and to network professionally, some great opportunities here in Tucson with some great clubs. But in terms of the training, it's a bear in Chicago, as you know. I mean, our riding season's really short. A lot of times I'm out there. I rode this last weekend. It was 32 degrees, and I was saying, "I wish I lived in Tucson."
Are there indoor bicycle tracks in the Chicago area?
I'm not aware of any tracks, but I mean, there's a bicycle sort of outfit that I go to that has one of these indoor machines that you plug your bike in and you're riding vis-a-vis a TV screen. But it's tough. Yeah, the riding season is short, but it's great, and again, it's awesome to come out here and do El Tour, and it's a tremendous event, and not only have a great time riding, but make a real difference for the children of the world.
And there are indoor El Tour available areas for fundraising. Bob has just informed me of that on the other side of the glass, so that's an opportunity as well. Yeah.
There is indeed. In fact, we've got more than 200 Rotarians around the world doing the indoor ride. In fact, I just heard yesterday, 13 in Mongolia.
Wow.
Rotarians who signed up for the indoor El Tour, raising money. We had last year Rotarians riding in Kenya, Italy, France. In fact, we'll have almost 100 Rotarians coming to El Tour this year from all over the world, from Canada, from France, from Australia. So it's a great event, and we're delighted that there's a lot of interest to do the indoor ride around the world as well.
I understand you do the full tour, El Tour, and you do very well. Your time was pretty good, I understand.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's all relative, right? But back in 2015, I was able to crack 5 hours, which was sort of a goal I'd set for myself. And last year, I had my hip replaced, and still had a pretty good time at around 5 hours, 17 minutes, which for a 60-year-old, I wasn't complaining. So it's great. It's a great way to stay in shape, and it's a great way to do some good in the world.
When did you get interested in bicycling?
I started probably about 15 years ago when my hips started really acting up. I had to stop running and sort of picked up cycling and just love it. It's a great sport, and my wife's an avid cyclist as well, so we can kind of do that together.
John, thank you very much. John Huco, the Rotary General Secretary, will be taking part in El Tour on Saturday, and tremendous amount of money raised for the eradication of polio. John, I appreciate the time. Thank you, sir.
Bill, great to talk to you again. Take care.
Thanks a lot. El Tour is going to be so much fun, right, Bob? Dio,
it's a blast.
In your 33rd year as the voice of El Tour. And Steve Rivera, who's coming up with Eye on the Ball. Steve's very much involved with El Tour. I think he's been doing kind of their public relations. So a lot of El Tour connections here at KVOI. That's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show. On behalf of Bob Dio, I am Bill Buckmaster. Tomorrow, Friday Focus interview, Adelita Grijalva, and of course our roundtable. Till then, have a great afternoon and evening.
We dance. You teach.
Well, it's very simple, the polka, Your Majesty. It goes one...